Did you have any thoughts, John?
Yeah, I watched the video or the live stream, and yeah, first of all, the speech was very good. Pavelga was a very good to the point, and also as you mentioned, Mike, about the expos there with the camera crew to try to dox people, and you know, I don't have words for it. It's how you can become that low. You know, here's a boy who's being killed and a girl being raped, and your mission is just to dox people who are mourning. I don't know. There's no words for it. And he was
there
also
will not
interviewed.
Be enough lampposts.
I found some words for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even the guy from he interviewed or tried to ask him a few questions. The guy from Expo there reporting, he claimed. Mm-hmm. So smug. It's just evil. You know, I don't know. It's just so evil. And also, I want to mention something about Pavlikian's speech. What really struck me well, I have the same feeling as he has. You know, they always claim we're evil. Mm. You know, and I don't want to take the attention from Tommy Lind here. You know, this was for him and his friends and his family to go through this horrible thing. But I would like to just make a comment on, you know, as Pavlikian pointed out, that they always point out we're the evil one, we're, you know, we're this and that. And we're not, you know. I like to, a few words about people who knows me after I've been doxxed, and, you know, people looking funny at me or, you know, have all those opinions about me. You know, the people really do know me, you know, to get this idea about who I am all of a sudden, which is not true. And also, to get to this place where we are at, you know, it's been a very long journey. And I was, you know, I'm mentally slow, I guess, you know. I did a lot of research for about 20 years. And I'd say that one of the few last books that kind of sealed the deal for me was reading Mein Kampf, because I was too indoctrinated about not reading that there was such an evil book. Even I was so, I guess, enlightened in the very end of my journey. Even then, I was so kind of, you know, I almost feared to read it. Mm. And I, you know, and it was all those things. And you know, we all taken this journey, and we are here now because we are looking for the best, what is true and what's the best for our people. And that we weren't exposed to this lie we were living. And then, you know, when people pointing fingers at us, that we're this and that, we're evil people. You know, I've done this journey. You've done this journey. We all are people listening to you. I've done this journey. We've done our research. We're not here. I'm not, I know that people know me. I'm not, I want to be edgy. I'm an old guy. I'm not trying to be joining this organization to be edgy or cool or whatever it is, right?
Maybe you just want to be an edgy boomer.
Well, no, you know, all seriousness, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, that's not who, and people who know me, I'm not that guy. I don't have that need, right?
Mm. Yeah, I know.
We do what's right. We all do. We all do, right?
Yeah.
So people looking at, you know, turning, you know, they want to say stupid things to me and my family, yes, because of this, they, you know. Rejecting us and all these things, you know, you had to, you know, you taking your stand against it. You know what? Take a look at your own life. You make it simple for you. You follow all the directions. If you do, you follow the formula the state is giving out to you, what the media tells you, then you will get your cushy job. And I like that what you must get. Yeah. Said on the radio on Sunday on the Swedish podcast, he said, we have created the biggest, most worthless middle class in history of Sweden. Mm-hmm. And what he meaning is all those people who are behind this or benefiting from all this horror, all this evilness, all those people being raped and killed left and right and center, everywhere. They're defending this because they're creating a huge middle class who are working those institutions who are well paid.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it's so evil.
It's
and
so,
don't look at. Yeah.
Sorry. Now go on. Finish your thought.
No, I just want to. I guess what I want to say is all those people have those opinions about us. Now it's your turn. Don't look at me and try to reject me. I've done my research. You have done none research. Hmm. So don't, you know, you were not in the field of, you know, we all put our, you know, why are we becoming this? It's not for, you know, this is the worst thing you can do to admit to this, you know, to be understand why we're having this ideological opinion or why we believe in what believing is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the hardest thing you can do. You get ostracized, you people staring at you, you had to do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
This is not a pleasure. This is not, if you want an easy life, you don't become a natural socialist. That's the stupidest thing you can ever do if you want to have an easy life. Right?
Exactly.
So I would like to say, you know, people have all this opinion, calling you names, whatever. Have self-reflection. And also, we all are. We're standing up for 2 million who's been murdered, all the women, all the other boys, all the evilness goes on to society. You don't. So when you are taking stand against me, I'm taking a stand against you. Whatever you stand for evil, I stand for good. So I'm rejecting you. I think that kind of mindset is more, I mean, I'm not driven by money or fame, whatever you want to call it. I'm driven what I think is good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that Feligman's speech was, he was very good. He's pinpointed that. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here, Andreas. That's why you're here, Mike, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sure as hell not here to make a career. least not in the short term. Maybe we get rewarded once the revolution is over and done.
I don't care about it at all. I don't care about anything. I want to do what's right.